What's in the news? One city's battle with ICE.
City and County of Denver will not cooperate with the criminal alien program.
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. In Denver, there have been some courtroom showdowns. With immigration agents taking people convicted of crimes into custody with the intent of deporting them.
We want people to trust the judicial system, and we need them to show up.
Denver's Mayor Michael Hancock has called on ICE to stop.
When witnesses and victims of crime are not showing up to, you know, testify, now we cannot pursue the individuals who have perpetrated a crime. Now, how does that make us more safe?
CBS's Barry Peterson says ICE has refused.
Hancock says undocumented immigrants without any criminal history are now avoiding the courthouse. At least 9 cases of domestic violence have been dropped when victims told authorities they were afraid to come to the courthouse for fear of being arrested by ICE.
Philip Miller oversees deportation agents for ICE.
By not turning over criminal aliens in a safe, secure environment, they're actually putting my officers and the community at risk.
He says that leads to more confrontations at homes or on the job that can be more dangerous. But the city has now gone further.
Starting a program aimed at protecting undocumented immigrants with lesser violations. Those with minor traffic offenses are now allowed to send in their plea by mail so they can avoid going to the courthouse.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.